pretty much any job that's in the military, there's a civilian contractor right there.
Across the board, people lost their jobs. Quartermaster companies, mechanic, any logistics soldiers were involved with, their jobs were outsourced to KBR. But when I could be actively becoming a better soldier and becoming more proficient in my job, instead I'm going to sit up on guard duty. It was devastating.
There was so much money being given away over there to contractors. I mean, there were jobs that didn't even need to be there. We'd go into the tent to use our internet, and the woman who would put my name down to assign me to a computer would be a civilian contractor who was making six figures to be over there. Why is she there? Why are we paying this woman to do this? It certainly affected retention.
All across the board, there was thousands of soldiers sitting around doing nothing.
I don't know why any military person would re-enlist to do the same job when they could get out of the military and make, six times the money and do the same job.
They had the little mobile units that we had to put our clothes in, like a net duffel bag. Halliburton charged the government $100 for every bag of clothes they washed.
I was told by my chain of command that I was not allowed to wash my laundry on my own. I had to take it to KBR to have it washed, even though we all knew that they were doing a horrible job, because they get $99 a bag for a bag of laundry that I could do at home for $3.
Cost Plus encourages you to run up the cost of a program, because you are going to get a percentage of the end result. And so there's no incentive to stay at Motel 6. Stay at the Ritz-Carlton in Qatar, folks.
The place that KBR chose for orientation in Kuwait was a huge resort set right on the ocean. They had five-star meals catered in every day.
It was so lavish. Rows of vegetable platters, beef platters, fish platters.
It's a cost-plus contract. KBR looked at it, the more money we spend, that's more money we get in our pockets. They got the wrong equipment, ordered the wrong stuff, computers still in boxes, new vehicles. They'd push them out in what they called burn pits, and they just set it on fire, claim it as a loss, get more money for the right equipment or the right stuff they needed.
You got brand new trucks over there, and there's not even oil filters.
So when the motor blows, what do? Buy a new truck. And build the government.
$75,000 truck. They wouldn't even have a spare tire to fit it. And we had to blow it up. And they didn't care. Halliburton didn't, because the government's paying for it.
The legal way of stealing from the government, or taxpayers' money.
Khaki was used to do interrogation in Abu Ghraib.
تم نقلي إلى سجن أبو غريب في بداية عام 2004 باليوم الأول من الشهر الأول لعام 2004. كان أكو شخص مدني واقف بيتأمر، يعني يأخذون أوامرهم من عنده. شنو الداعي لأنه جيش يستعين بشركات أمنية مدنية للتحقيق مع معتقلين؟ بس أنا أقول لك هاي شركتين مؤكدة، شركة تايتن وشركة CACI.
One of the problems that we run into when we're outsourcing so much of our intelligence operations is that they're just trying to fill the slots to make the money to keep their shareholders happy.
As a result, a lot of people got hurt, a lot of people got killed, American lives got lost because someone wants to make money and wants to have a fat check in his pocket.
Halliburton, KBR, some of these other firms over there are staying over there and continuing to make profits. Big money, and people are just, the cost of human life.